Hey there, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to this week's broadcast. We are stoked, aren't we? Another week on consciousness, our favorite subject. Make sure you can hear me okay. Just give me a little confirmation in the chat there, so I know that I'm coming through loud and clear. So here we are in the glory of the Hawaiian Islands, once again, broadcasting from Noni Land, above top secret location in the Hawaiian Islands, Superhero HQ. I hope you're all doing great and being focused on that homework and all those practical suggestions that we're supporting this course with. And this is the third week of a scheduled 7 weeks, but it's probably going to extend out more like to 9 or 10 weeks, maybe more. We'll see how it all unfolds. And right now I'm breaking from the what we advertised, and I'm dropping in another week in on consciousness instead of moving into the physical health protocols, which we'd advertised for the third week. So we're still here in the foundation. And the reason for it is basically, the reason for that decision is basically because over the last week, couple of weeks, there's been a lot of information coming out on the net about the current economic situation and the meltdown of this modern civilization, and also the inability of the current administration to deal with it. And people are getting extremely disturbed and concerned by all of these factors. There's at the same time, there's all the news through the alternative news medias about the control that's being increased, the laws that are being passed. There's some very, very, very powerful legislation being passed right now, which affects massively the quality of food that is going to be available in the world, effectively outlawing and making illegal or organic gardening and farming practices. So we're going to cover that more in detail next week. Also health concerns, as we hear more and more about these extraordinary diseases that are getting to epidemic proportions in the world, specifically something called Morgellons disease that's been getting a lot of publicity just lately, and extraordinary revelations coming from there. The guys that are investigating that, the scientists that are really having a good look at that, that are trying to fathom out what it is. It's not a viral, it's not bacteria, it's not a microbe, it's actually nanotechnology. It's actually more of a bio machine. It's something that's been engineered, something that's been developed, very advanced technology, and it has the ability to interface with biology and destroy the cellular structure. So that isn't that fun? These impossible challenges that we're being faced with on all of these levels in the world right now. And it's going to increase, it's going to crystallize, the darkness is going to get darker as the light gets brighter. And of course, we are grounded in reality. We're looking at all of this fearlessly and embracing it all in total amazement and wonder. But we're absolutely, totally focused on the protocols that allow us to activate and really rise in these extraordinary times. So that's the context that we're discussing things this week. It's very exciting, and you know, we can feel the sort of the tension mounting as all these factors precipitate out onto the plane of manifestation, and we get to see those in 3D and get the feedback from life as to, you know, just where we're at inside and what sort of reality we're co-creating together. And we can make our choices based on that feedback. And of course, the feedback is coming in extraordinarily shocking ways, and we need to take that feedback and the shock factor of that as motivation to drive us, to inspire us, to propel us forward into this high line, riding these high lines on these waves of destiny that are crashing upon the shores of the human experience right now. So the whole foundation, of course, is this, of this is being able to do that, because we can all stand on the beach and look at the waves, and we can all be there standing side by side and having all these, you know, grand visions of paddling out there and catching these gigantic things. But only the ones that have the ability are actually able to ride these waves of destiny that are coming right now. So we're going to look at and then re-emphasize really and truly what those qualities are. What are the fundamental qualities of the superhero? What are the fundamental qualities of the spiritual warrior who's able to stand on this day, in this time, and resist and overcome all of these appearances in the world, these apparitions of increasingly horrific and traumatizing and challenging nature? So the foundation is, of course, inner peace. And with the last broadcast I did last week was offering you that the sevenfold piece of the Essenes there, and you can see the structure, the aspects of our life, of our reality that need to be looked at, and where peace and how we can bring peace to those different quadrants of our experience. So that model is a lovely template to see, okay, I need to focus on this, I need to focus on that, I need to focus on this. And of course, all of those quadrants and whatever the subdivisions of that are, the different aspects of your life that you as an individual are consistently on a daily basis concerned with and in interfacing with, the core of it all is having this, the ability to bring peace into those realms, whether it's the ability to surrender and meet the ocean of love that's laughing against the shores of your soul, or the ability to nurture the earth and commune with the angels of Mother Nature, or the ability to communicate lovingly and compassionately and tenderly within the relationships in your family, or the ability to quell the troubled movement in your psyche, the sort of the storms on the mental plane, you know, or the ability to bring health to your physiology, because you want to choose health strategies. Do you even know about those health strategies? If you do know about those health strategies, do you have the actual ability to choose to do the things that you want to do? Have you developed those inner strengths? And this is not a little thing we're talking about here. This is absolutely critical, developing this ability. And the core essence of that, developing that ability and expressing those qualities, is surrendering regularly on a daily basis, evening and morning, in a sacred way, in a ritualistic way, in a ceremonial way, where you offer your heart to the Almighty Presence that is there to fill it and activate it with its spirit, which is the same nature as your spirit. So you become fully activated by the spirit of life, the nature of life, the force, the Tao, the X factor, the presence of God, the love of God, the light of God, the great mystery in life, this invisible agency of goodness that is here to lift us up and bring us into an experience where we rise above the troubled plane, where the world is being purified through the elements, basically, and through this constant feedback loop of the experience that people are having inside of them, manifesting in the outer world, and then them having to meet that experience in some sort of karmic magnetic pact that really is unavoidable unless you're surrendered to the grace and with the love and the faith. And so as superheroes, we understand these factors and we see what's going on. And so that's motivation for us to turn up the heat, turn up the heat, turn up the heat on our spiritual practice, our spiritual awareness and our spiritual attitude. That means love for the invisible, connection, relationship to the invisible, nurturing that more and more and more and more and more with more focus, more commitment, and the essence of that is surrender. So we're just going to have a little surrender now. So I'm going to invite us just to take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just closing your eyes, looking up within. Soft, gentle, deep breath. Looking up within. Looking up to the light within. Allowing yourself to really sink deeply into your own heart. Becoming deeply centered in that heart space. So much love and gratitude and appreciation as you're looking up to the light. And just offering your heart like a cup, like a chalice, like a sacred chalice, like a holy grail. Offering your heart and a tenderness. And exploring, feeling into the beauty of your sensitivity. The fragility and vulnerability of that heart, and the innocence and purity of it, and just offer it like a cup, your intention, your attitude, a gesture of surrender. Hold that cup out and allow it to be filled. Closing the eyes, looking up within. Just imagine there's like a golden waterfall right up there. High as you want, right up there. That golden waterfall is just cascading golden love into your heart space. Just absorb that goodness. Absorb that goodness. Just allow that fusion to occur. And in your heart and soul, and using your mind, your imagination, your willpower, just commit a little deeper to that relationship with that golden loving light. Just commit a little deeper, more sincere, more humility, more reverence. Make it more real. Love it more. Say yes to that. Weld yourself, weld your consciousness, weld your sense of self. Weld it through this intent to that light, to that love, to that inner power. And breathe it in and feel it strengthening and fortifying you. Feel the solidity of that unshakable presence, the foundation of your existence, the foundation of life. And breathe it deeply into your belly with so much love and gratitude. so much love and gratitude. Giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. So keep the breath flowing there. You can open your eyes. So we feel the power of that, yeah? It's solid. This notion of being grounded in life, being grounded in the world. How can we ground in a reality that's in complete transformation? We know everything's made of light. We know everything is consciousness. We know that the whole of creation is a giant movie playing, a holographic experience. This time-space continuum that we're in, this history that we are experiencing. We can't make sense of it if we think, okay, well, there was a beginning point and now there's a straight line and all these things happened on this line and here I am in the year 2009 having this experience today. As you do more and more research and as your understanding of life deepens and broadens and you see how many realities there are, how many versions of reality there are, in the modern experience that we're experiencing today and in the history of those experiences going back through the ancestors, going way back through the lineages of the different cultures into, you know, the absolute roots of history, which is mythology, our mythology. We understand that what's occurring is a singularity around us, that has around us, and it's a holographic experience. And there's no gaps in creation, and every single particle of consciousness, every fragment of individuality, all of those souls, however many there is in this world right now, 6 billion or whatever, they're all perceiving this experience from a different perspective, and everyone has a different story. And it doesn't mean that one's right and one's wrong. What it means is that they're all equally valid and all occurring simultaneously, and always will be and always have been. And right now, because of the internet and because of the way communication is and modern technology, a mass consciousness is really being unified. And that mass consciousness is being challenged because it's being manipulated by the controllers of the society, of the modern industrial society that consciousness is adhering to through its beliefs. So we believe this story that we are in this military industrial experience, and that life is has to be governed and organized politically, and this system that we're all in, we have to support this system and be good Americans, or whatever it is, nationalistic at least, competitive, and work hard and acquire material possessions and all of the stuff that goes with it. There's an expectation that we're going to get old and die of some disease, incurable disease that everyone, you know, dies of, all the modern stuff. There's this, this is the story, and consciousness, the individual consciousness that we are, is adhering to this story through its beliefs. But we have a choice. We have a choice. We have the power, the grace is here, to dissolve the glue that keeps us stuck in that spinning thing. And there's lots of stories spinning in the infinite eternal holograph together. There isn't just one single version of reality. There's many, 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 many stories all spinning together. So you have a choice about what you want to believe and how you want to, you feel about that. Your awareness and your attitude, you have a choice to, you have those controls in your fingers. Or more accurately, your heart. So it's very, very, very important where you put your heart. Because the controllers of this reality, the engineers of this matrix that we are challenged with right now, understand these principles that I'm sharing with you very, very well. And I'm not talking about the grassroots politicians and people in the Congress and the Senate. I'm not talking about any of them. Maybe one or two of them do. But behind the scenes, when you go further into the story, behind closed doors, the controllers of that tribe, the giant influences, when you walk through that, and then you go deeper again, what's driving them, what's motivating them, what's terrifying them, what's controlling them, we always, when we move from the physical into the psychological, the psycho-emotional, we always come to the spiritual. And this reminds me of that great quote in Ephesians from St. Paul in the Bible, that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, darkness. And so this is good to know. These are fundamental, foundational understanding of life from a mature psychological and spiritual perspective. This is wisdom. This is enlightenment. When we can see life from this perspective, we understand that, okay, this whole game that I've co-created is to develop my skills in, do I give my power of creation, do I invest my spirit, my soul, into a reality that I don't want to support, that I'm stuck in emotionally and psycho-emotionally? Do I have the skill, the sensitivity and the awareness to dissolve my attachments and reclaim my spirit? And the perpetrators of horror and evil in the world want exactly the opposite of that. They want you stuck in this thing, and they want your soul. Or more accurately, they want the power that's coming through that, because that power is the power that creates worlds. So we're choosing merrily, with immense compassion and wisdom, but immense inner strength and solidity and steadfastness not to give them that power. So they can engineer all kinds, whatever they want, diseases. They can implode, self-destruct, auto-destruct the economy, buildings. They can blow us up, murder our children, everything. But we don't give them our spirit. They can't get inside you and take it out. You have to give it to them. And if you do, then you invest in their production. You invest in their agenda. You invest in their projection. And they've had us for a long time. They've had our ancestors, our forefathers, our lineage. And some of the stories tell us that we are genetically modified, so they actually possess our genealogy, our DNA, the coding sequences in the cellular structure that define how the spiritual life force, the spirit, flows into the physiology. Absolutely, on that core fundamental level. But the good news is there's an antidote for this. Always has been, always will be. Any problem in life, immediately solved by life itself. I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine, I should say an acquaintance, came and visited here last year. And this guy is Australian, comes from a very, very wealthy family, and has a little of the blue blood in him. He's from the aristocratic lineage genealogy, okay, which involves a lot of inbreeding. The aristocracies around the world do not breed outside of their family lineage. And the stories go that this is to preserve specific genetic structure in the DNA so that other genes don't come in and change vibrational patterns. You see, when we have this mature perspective and understanding of life, we understand that there's pure consciousness flowing like a stream, like a river, into a perfect receptacle, which is creation, which is the drama of life. It's flowing in there perfectly, and this perfectly harmonic, wonderful, divine flow is designed to interface with the creation, which is like the feminine receptacle, the feminine grail, chalice. And the consequence of that is heaven on earth, or wonder, you know, wherever the heaven is, it's just wonder through harmony. But in between the interface, there's a nexus point where consciousness is individualized, and that's you, and that's me, and these are souls. This is what souls do. Flow, divine flow, pure life force, the spirit of life, flowing into itself through an individualized experience that has free will to choose, to make choices. And as it does, it gets the feedback from life about those choices. So this is on every level of our being. So essentially, my experiences define my awareness and my attitude, and they create a pattern in my psyche, in my soul, my subconscious, my unconscious, and the spirit that I am flows through that pattern, and I get the physiological and the material experience of that. I see the feedback from that. I can understand what's going on. So this fellow, this acquaintance of mine, came and stayed with his blue blood, and he was telling me stories. He's spent the last 20 or 30 years flying around the world, basically spending his enormous amount of family money and going to lots of socializing a lot with the aristocracy and the ruling elite of this material world. Okay, they have no power in higher realms, but within the material realm, they seemingly have a lot. They have a lot of influence and control. Now, he tells a story about his experiences with Henry Kissinger, who has been a constant advisor in many administrations through the last several presidents of America, going back quite some time. The presidents change, the administrations change, but Kissinger is there consistently. Not all the time, but consistently. So he tells a story, and when he tells these stories, he gets extremely angry, this acquaintance of mine, because the stories involve extreme brutality of a horrific nature to him when he was a child. And as he gets angrier, his eyes change from pupils to slits. His eyes change physically from pupils to slits. And we had this conversation just down there in the sunshine by the cheap tree this last summer. And I counted how many times his eyes shifted into slits. And it went 20 times during this conversation while he was telling this story. I'm getting very angry and disturbed, emotionally disturbed about it. So the reason I'm telling you this is because when we move on to the frequency that these monsters, which are just apparitions in life, are functioning on, when we move into anger through judgment and our frequency changes, then the genetic structure, our DNA, changes as well. And a different pattern exists in the cellular structure. And the spirit of life flows through that pattern. And what do you get on the screen of life? The feedback that tells you what's going on the inside. So the eyes become slits and we turn into something other than human beings. So we see there's a negative and a positive in every story, in every appearance within creation. There's the manifestation, increasingly so, of monstrous actions in the world, politically being ushered through on fast forward by the political realms now, the political controllers, because they're on a timetable and an agenda to control, to murder as many people as possible, and to control psychologically, psycho-emotionally, and therefore spiritually, the masses that are left for the purposes they think of economic sanity and national security. But there's darker reasons behind the whole thing. And so if we allow ourselves, our inner natures, our spirits, to be taken into that vibrational of reality through fear, through anger, through judgment, through condemnation, through low frequency emotional knee-jerk reactions, then we're sucked into it, we're attached to it, and we're going to go through the process that that reality is going to go through. So our mission as superheroes is to develop the ability. Remember I was telling you about the surfing analogy, where there we are all sitting out on the beach having a jolly old time, looking at the big waves breaking, thinking, wouldn't it be fun to go out there and surf those big waves. But how many of us can actually go out and surf giant waves? How many of us have actually developed the skills to do that? And how easy it looks to those of us when we're sitting on the beach and we see someone with those skills just doing it, taking off and driving down those lines. We have to develop those skills, and that means practice, 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 the basics. Can I go in, commune with that love, experience that power, that peace, that bliss, and fully embrace and engage that reality? And disassociate vibrationally, completely, from the other reality that I'm still connected to in one way or another, that I'm still hearing about, that I'm still seeing if I choose to look at the version of this, of reality, the story that's being spun by the media all the time. It's owned by the same factions that own the political realm. Get the what the game is. So you're not a physical human being. You're a spiritual being. You're free. You're a sovereign being. You're made of light, spirit. And you're having a human experience in this great game of life. The reason why it's all perfect, all of it, all the murder, all the horror, all the toxicity, all the war, all the rape, all the disease, the brutality of children. The reason why it's all perfect is because the divine plan, not the script that's been imagined by some god, the divine plan guarantees a story with a happy ending. We all live happily ever after in the greatest love story that's ever been told. And that choice to experience that is available to you every single moment. And if you don't choose that every single moment, and you don't gather the momentum to choose that every single moment, you're just going to be swallowed up like everybody else in the avalanche of what appears to be, the overwhelming avalanche of what appears to be. So it takes skill to choose to live, to be a superhero in the starring in the greatest love story that's ever been told. And the way this whole thing is coming together is it's challenging us in unimaginably challenging ways to be the embodiments and expression of the highest level of love, compassion. To experience the highest feeling of love available, which is unity with all that is, but oneness. That's why we give you all these little meditations to do. That's why we're always talking about soul consciousness, the understanding the awareness factor. Let's have another little experience now. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just closing the eyes, looking up within. And just opening your heart a little deeper. Softening your heart and the peace there. Just breathing the grace with so much love. Love times faith equals grace. In order to be lifted up in life, in order to rise. I was talking to some of my friends today, and we're all rising, getting happier, healthier, more successful, more confident, more solid. Rising, being lifted up you're coming with us. We're all rising. That's what the superheroes do. Their consciousness is flying. We're sovereign beings. So as we're breathing there softly and gently, offering our hearts and reaching out in the tenderness and the sensitivity to the exquisite beauty of the grace, lapping against the shores of the soul like an ocean of eternal goodness, an ocean of infinite light, peace, power, the almighty presence, the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the light of God, the peace of God, the Tao, the force. As we offer our hearts, coming deeper and deeper and deeper into that heart-centeredness, focusing more, concentrating more, imagining more, willing more, wanting more, accepting more, loving more, with certainty, unshakable conviction, nothing wobbling around, just total commitment to the knowingness of what you're breathing. That invisible presence. Is the power to change it all. And you take that, just a second of that, a millisecond of that, and your life is changed forever. Your world is changed forever. And you build on that, another millisecond, until the seconds become minutes, and the minutes become hours, and the hours become days, and the days become weeks, until you are living, walking, breathing, embodying 100% who you truly are. And these are the times to experience that. Through surrender, through humility, through forgiveness, practicing ho'oponopono over and over and over and over. Prayers of Howard Wills over and over and over. Sun Pop, Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program over and over and over. Dissolving everything that keeps you stuck in ways of being that no longer serve you. So you detach from the world, the old world, the old paradigm, and embrace the new. And it's so simple. Surrender with the reverence. Morning and night, and as often as you can in between, make it total commitment to that relationship. It's all about relationship, and a relationship's all about love, communication, respect, sensitivity. Understand that all of the trials and tribulations of life, all the wounds you carry in your heart, all the tension, the pressure, the intensity you've had to endure psychologically, emotionally, physically, are to bring you to such a state of sensitivity in your heart that you are in touch with your own exquisite vulnerability and fragility and spirituality, the sacred heartedness of your own being. And you can fearlessly walk through life, functioning through that organ of awareness, living in your heart, using those assets, your experience, where your wisdom comes from, to meet life fearlessly, with gratitude, with love, and to understand that everyone you see, everything you see, your own physical body, your family, friends, society, culture, everything is an illusion. and it's appearing on the screen of life, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's not a negative. It's a wonder. It's appearing on the screen of life because of causal factors. It's an effect. And if you want to change the effect, you need to get control of what's causing that effect. And that's the power of God flowing through your heart and soul and mind. And it's flowing through a matrix that's being conditioned and engineered by forces of malevolence. And through forgiveness, deep, deep down inside you, the highest form of love, compassion, the core of which is forgiveness, you minister to your own being, where we're all one together. You minister in there. This is what Sun Pop is for, Success Ultra Now Personal Optimization Program. You take that compassion so deep within yourself, and you minister to your own psyche through the feelings. You shift the genealogy, the genetics, the DNA, so that there's no longer a distortion there. The frequency isn't twisted, so the current flows through and creates a monster. See, we're all, and we've read in, you know, in the Bible, it's said over and over and over, this is not God's world. This is the devil's world. The devil is an archetype. It's not a physical creature. It's an archetype caused by ego, anger, attachment, lust, greed. That's the devil. The ego considers itself separate. It has a sense of separation from life, and it wants, it's automatically the spirit in there is yearning for that connection, and it starts to look outside of itself for that connection, for that oneness. It needs to experience unity, at onement with all that is, atonement, harmony, total peace with all that is. How can you experience that outside? All that is expressing eternally through infinite imagination and creativity, through infinite dimensions, infinite realities, through infinite number of beings outside of ourselves. How can we experience onement with that? Thus the ego's fruitless journey of basically trying to eat everything it sees, or own it, or possess it, or influence it in some way, have a relationship with it. Can't find the harmony, so it will try and dominate it and make it like me. But the ego's insane. It's based on a sense of separation from self. It's schizogenic, schizophrenic. It's a schizoid. It lives on judgment and attack. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's wounded, confused. Compassion, ho'oponopono, forgiveness, specifically directed at ourselves. That's where the root of ego is, inside us. Do Sun Pop if you're not quite there yet. And the ego gets attached to what it wants to possess and dominate and control, or have or eat. And if that is messed with in any way, and life is going to mess with that, life's going to take things away, it's going to rearrange things, so we can understand a little more. This is a fruitless endeavor. This is an insane game. And if our attachments are messed with, we get angry. And the worst crystallization and manifestations of ego, the worst symptoms of loneliness in terms of disconnect from the divine within you through disbelief and ignorance of that, ignoring that, is lust. We lust after someone or something. Greed, you know? greedy people are trying to fill an infinite gap, fill a space that can't be filled by anything other than all of it. And we experience that within us because we are that. We are born of that. It's our inner nature. And so what we have to go in, do is go in and experience our inner nature, the completion, the total perfection of that. It's within you. It's within me. And we just have to practice that over and over and over and over and over, building the milliseconds on top of each other. But most certainly, you should know it. Know it's true. Even if you don't understand it, know it's true. That's how it works. And as we do that more and more and more in love, surrendered in love and gratitude to who we truly are, and we integrate our experiences very swiftly, the world around us shifts. First of all, the personality, the individual that we appear to be, the individual, the personality that's been projected onto the screen of life by us, our responsibility changes. That person changes. Who you think you are changes. Becomes more virtuous, more noble, more heroic, in subtle or not so subtle ways. Morality, peace, compassion, tenderness, sensitivity, illumination, enlightenment, patience. All of these things just happen automatically because you've gone to your source, you've drunk from those waters, the same waters that Jesus drank from. You put your bucket into that deep well, same as Krishna, Muhammad, all of them, Martin Luther King, anyone and everyone who's had a little experience of the infinite and the divine. It's all there for us. So go to that place, embrace it wholeheartedly, commit to it like you've never committed to it before on a daily basis, and receive the fruits of your commitment. Water the seed of your faith, of your love, with your awareness, with your tender attentions. It's a love story. It's supposed to feel so good. It's the greatest love story that's ever been told. We're invincible. Victory is guaranteed. No, we have to ride those waves. You have to choose to do that. Choose to develop those abilities, develop those skills. Surrender. Surrender in love. Surrender in love, surrender in faith. That's how you get the grace. Do it over and over and over and over and over. Focus more on the inner world than the outer world. And wherever you are, wherever you're going, whoever you're with, commit to that inner experience. You won't regret it. So let's have a few deep, soft, gentle breaths. Looking up within. Breathing deeply into the belly. just offering your heart in tenderness. Like a cup, like a chalice, like a holy grail. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open to the ocean. Let the ocean fill you. Going to say a little prayer in the silence here. And to just feel that there's this rooster singing hallelujah. Just open your heart. Offer your chalice, your grail, to receiving the benedictions coming from within, flowing to you from the ocean. Okay. Yes. Beautiful. So we rejoice in gratitude at this incredible opportunity. This amazing opportunity to rise in the world, to demonstrate qualities of human being of the highest degree, so much compassion, experiencing unity with all that is, by going within and then allowing that experience to flow through us as we move without judgment in the world, as the world erupts and transforms like the grand, fabulous wonder, the drama, the great illusion, the big cartoon. We are scripting ourselves, choosing to define ourselves as superheroes. Right now, in these times, together today, these weeks, developing those fundamental basic skills you need to express as a world-class performer, starring in the greatest love story ever been told, living in wonder. We're here to witness each other expressing those levels of love, compassion through forgiveness, ho'op, onop, onop, impossible gestures, expressions. Miracle consciousness. So practice, 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 practice. The homework that we've been practicing over the last couple of weeks, keep cycling it through. Heart and soul meditation, five senses meditation, ho'oponopono, journaling, work with your partners, take it deeper, commit more, receive, give, 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 give. Give. Bless everyone, bless everything. Understand the nature of life through understanding, experiencing absorbing, receiving the gifts of your inner nature. Aho. I'll see you next week. So much appreciation, so much love, so much gratitude. This is Dr. Nick Gird signing off, sending you so many blessings of aloha.